Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. And we have Larry on top of his mountain up there. How are you doing up there in the rarefied atmosphere?
Oh, just trying to ward off the cosmic rays and radiation and geomagnetic storms. And, well, it's never a dull moment.
Yeah, speaking about the sun, you said something about that there's a new corona hole that's facing us, or I didn't get a chance to look at space weather. What's the update on the sun? I know people are feeling the effects of, I think, all this increased radiation.
Yeah, I think everybody's beginning to feel what's going on, but space weather just put out a bulletin says solar wind incoming, said coronal hole is now opened up on the sun and released the solar wind toward Earth, and they're expecting a G1 geomagnetic storm beginning probably afternoon tomorrow. So here we go again, you know, one more time. And everybody is complaining about their body electric being off. I get all kind of emails and reports about that.
Yeah, I think we have to go into the bots. I'm going to dig out that one where Cliff Hyde, and that was probably a year, maybe 2 years ago, where he spoke about sun disease and unknown energies from space. And that's essentially where we're at. But he went through a list of what people would experience in that, and it went from dizzy to nausea to even some people are so susceptible to it that they might even pass out or they become zombified for a little while. And so, yeah, you're right. Body electric. And we're definitely moving into an area of the cosmos as the Milky Way spins around and we're moving with it. And I remember reading some, I don't know who it was, but they were saying that we're probably entering in, now this is in addition to the destroyer inbound, that we're moving into an area of more space debris and changes in the cosmic rays that we're going to be entering. And perhaps that's why the Lord said what he did, that we would be entering in a time period unknown to for the planet's history. Remember where he said a time of trouble not ever seen since there was a nation. So that's kind of interesting,
yeah,
in view of the fact that, you know, if you go into Genesis, there were nations before Adam and Eve came along. So this is very, very ancient stuff. What do you think?
Oh, that's exactly correct, and there are reports I've been noticing coming out of NASA and some post on Yahoo talking about scientists are warning that a lot of the incoming particles and UV radiation and as they said, the solar rays and et cetera, are beginning, they think, to affect humankind, including possibly affecting the brain activity. So, yeah, what we're telling people is very, very important. You know, if you're feeling a troublesome pattern involving sun activity or you attempt to follow it up, you might find some interesting facts.
Yeah, I know even the FAA, I think I reported on it the last show we did, had issued a report, I think it was either last year or the year before, warning stewardesses, particularly if they were pregnant, not to go on over polar flights, and warning the flight crews that the radiation was increasing. They knew it was increasing, and I think it's going to come to the point where the pole flights will not be safe anymore, and they'll have to take a much more circuitous route, and you know, to get where they want to go. So yeah, it's all fascinating, and maybe this all ties in, like we were thinking of the warp, the time warps that come. And all of that sort of thing. We have no idea how time and space are actually affected by changes in the electromagnetic spectrum. Probably nobody does. And I've often thought that when we got to this point, that science would have no explanations for any of it. Because all the Lord has to do essentially is tweak the laws of physics and throw everything that they thought they knew out the window, and we're, you know, going to have a whole new concept of what's going on. But the warnings are definitely coming out. Barry Rothman came out with a new code. Let's get into that. That's kind of fascinating. We've been talking about portals and whatnot, and of course, the Lord Jesus Christ mentioned portals a long time ago. And anyway, what have you got?
Well, it's very interesting. You know, on a recent show, we talked about a Torah code that Barry had done called the Arrow of Time. And he recently, he had 13 phrases or words in that. He found a 14th the other day, and it's called the Axis of Time. That's the new name of it, the Axis of Time. And he said it was wrapped around the matrix involving the past and the, you know, forward and to reverse and all this. It's wrapped around all of that, and he said you don't even have to look for it. He said he missed it the first time because it's so obvious, but once he found it, he said it's wrapped a number of times around that matrix without even looking hard. And then after that, he recently went back and did another one that he had done before and updated it called the Time Machine. It actually was originally called Time Machine, Rotating Superconductors, Ezekiel and His Wheels. And on March the 5th, he did a late Matrix post, and it's got six wordings in here, and I'd like your opinion on them. Number one, Time Machine. Two, Tachyon. Number three, Boson. Number four, five, and six are phrases, and I'll just read all straight in a row. In the end of days, and Noah was 600 years old, and the flood was.
Well, he's telling you where we are, time-wise, that we've come, you know, the use of the word boson, that's Higgs boson. That's the God particle. That's CERN. That kind of verifies what we long suspected about CERN. Really what they were doing was a time machine or attempting time travel. You know, we've had some, we were talking about it off air, but we've had some really weird pictures show up. And one of them was a kid who claimed that he was involved in a, I don't know if it was DARPA or what agency of the government it was, but they were using kids. And they were sending them back. And he happened to go back to watch the Gettysburg Address with Lincoln. And lo and behold, they have discovered a picture of this kid wearing what he said he was wearing. And he was befriended by some older gentleman there. And they got a picture there. So how do you explain some of that? And like you said, they got a couple of people, looks like they're talking on a cell phone, you know, that sort of advanced technology. So, once again, I guess you can say, we have no idea. I know my dad and mom got involved in a time warp. And then there was, I think it was an Eastern Airlines that went off radar for 8 whole minutes, just disappeared coming into Miami. And when they landed, everybody's watch was 8 minutes off. It reappeared after 8 minutes. And there was never any explanation of what happened or why it happened. And then you had your friend who approached a UFO that had landed, and he talked about time and how it seemed to warp time and space. So maybe this is what the Lord's all talking about, because end of days, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be. Time warps. And we know the gravity waves is incoming. We know cosmic waves are incoming. And remember that prophet out of Norway, he was, I can't remember where he came from, but he's the one who said that there was going to come a wave, a fiery wave, and those that were ready would go through this wave, and then the rest of them would vanish. That's the rapture. He just didn't know what he was talking about as far as what it is termed in the Bible. So
yeah,
this
and,
is.
And Augusto Perez also had that experience where he was shown people vanishing, you know, and maybe we can get him on sometime, get him to explain that a little bit. But this has been a lot of going on. Matter of fact, there's been reports lately, and I don't want to take up any time tonight, but there's been reports lately of prophetic wording of about a transformation or something that's about to happen, an event, and you know, on the horizon. So there's a lot going on around us that some are aware of and some are certainly not.
Yeah, and I know Cliff High and the bots, and you got to understand Cliff is an absolute atheist as far as I can determine. But he was talking about a vanishing. Remember that? And he said
yeah.
that there would be a vanishing, and he likened it to the rapture of the church. He mentioned the rapture.
Yeah. That's
so this is just coming up in language. say again?
I said that's very interesting for Cliff High to say that and put it into that kind of focus. That's amazing.
Yeah, and... Well, like I've said, we have no clue. We don't know how this universe works at all. We just think we've only tapped a little bit. But the other word, tachyon, that's about quantum physics. And again, the Lord made very interesting comments just before he was crucified to people that would indicate that time and space are not what we think it is, and that the Lord obviously created it, which is why he said Alpha, the beginning of time and space, and Omega, the ending of it. And then I guess we go into, I know Red Elk always claimed, and you can take it with a grain of salt, that Earth actually enters into a portal at some point in the future, and we have a new heaven and a new Earth, literally. We've gone through a portal into another area. And I thought that was kind of an interesting comment from him.
Well,
what else we got? Yeah.
Yeah.
Where do you want to go? There's so much going on.
Well, it's kind of interesting too, Stuart, that they have just found out there's a brand new movie starting this weekend made from the original Wrinkle. It's called a... Wrinkle in Time. It's been a remake of the original movie, and that involves portals and dimensions and spiritual as well as supernatural attacks, darkness, entities, et cetera, because the book was written in about 1960 for youth, you know, like you wrote Danny Dougal. Remember
mm-hmm.
that?
Yeah, for the kids.
And then they actually made this book into a movie a few years ago, I think 2007, and now suddenly, with Oprah Winfrey starring and Reese Witherspoon and others, they have done a remake, a more modern, if you will, wormhole portal, Wrinkle in Time movie just now coming to theater. So they're exposing a lot of this stuff, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know, the Lord has warned about this time period that we're coming into, this transitional period. A lot of people don't realize that the ancients, almost all the ancients, believed in long periods where everything was relatively quiet. Then you entered into a transitional phase, and you entered into a whole new age. And each age had its purpose of the Creator, and the Mayans and all those people all said the same thing. Chinese, everybody, all over the planet said we have these different ages. And as you're approaching a new age, you get into this period of not so quiet. Lots of volcanoes going off, lots of earthquakes, severe changes in how, you know, the normalcy, I guess one could call it, all of a sudden becomes very abnormal. And we are right at, I believe, right at the edge of something major occurring. And, you know, I'm not saying this year or this month. I have no idea. It could happen tomorrow morning. We just don't know. But that's interesting that he's coming up with time machine along with it, which would indicate that in quantum physics, everything changes anyway. And there have been reports, I think it was Bob Lazar, he said that you have this little UFO, but when you enter into it, it's huge. Do you remember Doctor Who, those series from British?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You remember the phone booth?
And
as soon as he entered it, it was big as a house inside. So
well,
they,
you remember, Stuart, you remember what Stan Deo told us? Remember when I began to, you know, talk to him in an interview that we did about time and the changes inside one of those craft and outside? He said inside it could be multidimensional even. He said we have no idea the difference inside that craft and the outside of this craft.
Wow. So if we're fooling around with portals opening and shutting, and there are more and more reports of portals, I even have some video of one of these portals opening up, and you can definitely see a craft. In fact, a kid was taking the video of it, and there were some aliens. Did you see that one where the aliens were outside walking around? And it was quite a ways away from the kid, but he could easily see them. And when they finally realized he was there, they scurried into this UFO, they take off, and this portal opens up, and they vanish into the portal. Kind of like, you know, what is that name of that ranch out there in, I think it's in California, where this portal opened up?
I believe, isn't it? Yeah, I think it's Arizona. I'm not sure. I know what you're talking about, though.
And these shape-shifting creatures would come through it. Yeah, we have no clue. And, of course, the Book of Enoch talks about these shapeshifters and how they deceived the human race. And I think when we have the arrival, which probably is not very far off now, the human race is going to be shocked at what they're looking at and what they're seeing happen. So,
let me ask you something, Stuart. Talked off, you know, earlier today about a new Yahoo News report coming out, and a scientist has said now that NASA is hiding evidence of aliens on Mars, and says, as controversial scientist is claiming, he says NASA has images of fossil proof of soft-bodied creatures on the red planet. And that just kind of dovetails right back into Tithonia, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And when we did all that research on Tithonia, there's no question there was water around that particular area. There are tunnels that are lit from inside. There were two UFOs sitting on a ramp. you know, that Project Red Star, I think, is what they called that. Nobody seemed interested at the time we produced it. But to me, it was absolute proof that somebody is on Mars, and I think we are on Mars. I don't think there's any question about it. And some of the technology is very, very modern, Tesla technology, pyramids, all that sort of thing. It's an amazing place. And that was about an 80-acre area that we found. And I think absolute proof myself. I mean, you know, and there are a lot of people who know what's going on up there. I interviewed John Lear, and he knows all about that stuff because he and Bob Lazar were involved in and you know, the anti-gravity stuff, and they're being, and then you've got somebody like Dr. Stephen Greer, who claims we can go faster than the speed of light. They've already developed the technology, so they can go out there with their TR-3Bs or whatever else they have. And I think it was Carl Sagan who said advanced technology is going to appear as miracles from the gods. And I think this is going to be part of that strong delusion that's coming with their mighty miracles that they're going to work. And I guess 90% or more of the human race is going to go for it. I mean, they've been set up for it. You go to any university and they talk about evolution. They won't talk about intelligent design or creation, et cetera, et cetera. They're selling everybody on this evolutionary concept, which is, if you really study it out, is total foolishness. And anyway, I guess that's neither here nor there. What about North Korea? What do you think is going on here? Here's a headline. North Korea says it has no need for nuclear weapons if it has security guarantee. And Trump says, well, you know, we'll see. But what do you think? I think this is a trick.
Yeah, I was listening to John Bolton this evening. Matter of fact, after some of that data came out and the statement mm-hmm. North Korea made, and, you know, the North Koreans' large desire to have dialogue with first South Korea, which they've already done, and then the U.S. And John Bolton claims that this is absolutely, like you said, it's a trick. And he said they're running out the clock like they've always done before. They're building on their nuclear adventures just as quick as they can and running out the clock with false dialogue.
So then once he gets what he wants with his missiles and his nuclear weapons and hydrogen bomb, I think they did have a hydrogen bomb too, not just an atomic bomb. I think they fooled around with the hydrogen, if I remember right. And then we've got EMP devices that he has. I guess it's all in the cards of the latter days, but as long as he's doing that and we don't make a move to stop it, that takes us to Iran. Now, you were mentioning something about they're really hustling their manufacturing of missiles.
Well, the latest report today was, we've came out against Iran the last week or so, and a defiant Iranian military leader today has reported that Iran's missile production has tripled. So they are really... They really have an incredible output of missile and missile technology. Of course, it's not strange that their missiles appear to mimic North Korean missiles.
I wonder where they're getting them from. You know, and when you see pictures of Kimmy the Whiz Kid's missiles, you think of China and you think of Russia, and neither one are our friends. They just pretend to be. But I don't know. We're headed in, no question about it. The only question I have now is with this olive branch that is being presented by Kim, is it possible that with all the war rhetoric that we will have a short era of peace, seeming peace, where everybody is saying finally peace and safety for the last time, and then, boom, it all goes down? Or do we have a war and then a peace agreement? Speaking about peace agreement, what's the latest word on Kushner and that group?
Well, at the moment, Kushner is in Mexico working some deals with Mexico, and I think he's going to Canada. Apparently, we're doing some kind of trade deals, on the continent. But at the same time, you remember I talked to you about someone on Augusto's show that said that they had had an experience where they were shown that Trump would literally be at the inauguration in Jerusalem of the new embassy in May. And by the way, here's a headline today, actually. It came out today on Yahoo News. It says President Trump says he may travel to Israel for the embassy move. And, of course, Netanyahu welcomed him in and welcoming him as if he were Cyrus the Great. And by the way, and I'd like your opinion on this, you know, of course, Netanyahu at the present time is in Washington talking to Donald Trump, and both of them are under attack, you know, to just take down their governments. But here's a Debka file headline. It says, Trump presents Netanyahu with a U.S. plan for thwarting Iran's egress into Syria. It says, U.S. military plan to thwart Iran's General Qasem Soleimani moves in Syria, given to Netanyahu by Trump. So there is some kind of military action apparently planned in the days ahead.
Wow. Okay, before we close, we got about 3 minutes maybe. What's going on in the Gulf? What's this anomaly of temperature? It's
well, that's
about 160
really strange.
Miles off the coast.
Yeah, that really, you know, we've been monitoring a little bit. There's no real dialogue on it, but you and I've talked about it. The earth and, you know, the earthquakes in southern U.S. and down into Texas and south Texas, and we actually have had earthquakes now in the Gulf of Mexico that are not over like 3 or 4, but they're not really reported, but we verified them. And today on whale alerts and there was a new report, and I posted it today. It said heat anomaly in the Gulf of Mexico, said with temperatures hitting 130-plus degrees in the water at that location, and they were suspecting volcanic activity in the Gulf of Mexico. Remember what Standeo said? When we start to see earthquakes in the Gulf of Mexico, he said, we got trouble coming.
Yeah, and that would probably tie in directly to the splitting of the United States into two parts, which is very, very interesting in view of the fact that the so-called peace plan that they've worked out includes dividing Jerusalem. If they do that, the Lord has said to even young kids, when that happens, he's going to split the United States into two parts. So that would have to be a tremendous earthquake that would tie right back into Chicago's Mothman sightings and the huge earthquake that was seen there, not only by Red Elk, but who was the other fellow that saw that? He had a very detailed vision of that huge earthquake that struck the Midwest.
Yeah, that was Youngbrand out in Washington State.
Yep, and he was very, very detailed about that. And even Minneapolis, St. Paul was destroyed, basically, because of it. And, we do stupid things, you know. And we meddle around the world in places we ought not be. And just like it says, those who stir up trouble and strife, and we're the ones guilty of it. What else you got before we close?
Yeah, I was just going to mention that there are reports. Alan West posted one yesterday on GreatAmericanRepublic.com talking about Obama and the liberal press that is assisting him. And there is more reports and more reports of Obama coming out publicly and in political statements right about the time of Billy Graham's death forward.
Yeah, that timing seems rather suspicious too, doesn't it? In view of what we know prophetically about Billy Graham and how this was going to bring major judgment, which would tend to indicate then, we just have to wait and see how long the Lord has his hand on Donald Trump. Once his job is over, maybe that's it, and Obama comes back in. Nobody seems to know how he gets back in, but I suppose it wouldn't matter, because I think the American people would vote for him today if he could run. You know, I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I think it's very interesting that his presidential portrait that just came out seemed to have a hidden serpent with Obama in that photo.
Yeah, that was Jonathan Kleck, and he is an artist. He spots more stuff. People really should go to YouTube, type in Jonathan Kleck, and he's the one who's founded all this stuff on the dollar bills, $10 bills, $100 bills, $50 bills, all those pictures of things that they have planned to do. So, yeah, it's a real mess. Anyway, thanks a lot for coming on, Larry. And we'll try and do at least an hour Friday, maybe a little more. There's a lot to talk about. Anyway, thanks a lot, everyone, for listening, and take care of yourselves. And we'll see you on Friday, the Lord willing. Anyway, good night.